Milwaukee is preparing for major construction downtown. Yesterday, the city's development commissioner detailed for us Northwestern Mutual's planned office tower and other projects in the works near the lakefront. Today, Rocky Marcoux shares how new roadways will give people easier access to Milwaukee's lakefront and historic Third Ward. He told WUWM's Bob Bach there has long been a disconnect.
Wisconsin Avenue is our main street. We're right astride that right now. And yet when we get to the edge of Wisconsin Avenue, we can see this incredibly beautiful lakefront. But you're anywhere from 20 to some places 40 feet above that elevation. One of the goals of the Lakefront Gateway Project is to unlock how we can really get the maximum amount of accessibility to our lakefront. And this isn't just about vehicles, it's about pedestrians, it's about folks that use wheelchairs, it's about bicycles, that allows us to connect our main street to one of our greatest assets, which is Lake Michigan.
One of the changes that will take place has to do with what is now called Claiborne Street, but would become Claiborne Boulevard. What is that distinction?
Right now, it essentially looks like an alley that approaches a loading dock. So the plan will bring Claiborne into new prominence by creating a boulevard. It'll have trees. It'll have all the things we associate with our great Milwaukee boulevards. The freeway ramps that we currently know to get on and off to Lincoln Memorial Drive will be moved and essentially will nest underneath the Hone approaches further south, closer to Summerfest. That will create a three-acre space on the southern side of this new Claiborne Boulevard that could be from 750,000 to 1 million square feet corporate office.
Tie together for us how the Third Ward fits into this new transportation equation, if you will.
The dilemma with the Third Ward is access. It always has been. And it has eluded us largely because the freeway is in the way. But now, with this Lakefront Gateway project and the freeway ramps moving, we're also going to extend Lincoln Memorial Drive into the Third Ward, probably just to the east of the Italian Conference Center. And what that impact that that's going to have is now folks that are on the east side of Milwaukee, our North Shore neighbors as well, many people who already use Lincoln Memorial Drive to access the downtown will now be able to access the Third Ward using that same route. This is going to open up development opportunities on a portion of the Third Ward that has been difficult to develop. And this is the collaboration between the mayor, common council, county executive, and the county board, and Governor Walker and WISDOT. And if we hadn't all come together at exactly the time we did, it would have been a lost opportunity because WISDOT was already scheduled to make repairs on the Hone and on the lake. And those would have given probably another 20 years longevity to that infrastructure, and we would not have been able to act on this for another couple of decades. So I view this as a generational opportunity, and it's something we're very, very excited about.
How soon will the work on this new network of streets begin?
You're going to start seeing it in increments almost immediately, and then most of this will roll out through and including probably 2017. And, you know, the beauty of these sites, they are so visible to the average Milwaukeean. That you're going to be able to see this unfold. It's going to be pretty exciting.